Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, and podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to the fabulous Dot Foil Computer Services. Later on in the program, we are going to be speaking with Robert Knott, speaking of the arts, as always. Now, today is Animal Friday. Bill Hutchison is with us. He is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. We saw Robert Knott together in a play just a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
That's right, The Trip to Bountiful.
It was quite good.
It was indeed. So the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, I hear, has a glut of pups.
We do have a glut of pups. And speaking of pups, do you like cars, Mary Charlotte?
I like pups more than I like cars, but they do go together.
They do go together. We are putting them together this weekend. We have a whole set of car-related activities, which are have a twofold purpose. One is to get some food into the shelter. We do this once a year, this mysterious thing that I'm going to tell you about in mere moments. But the main thing is to get some dogs into homes. We have been packed to the gills lately with dogs. And we've been doing a number of transfers.
That was an interspecies metaphor.
It was, packed to the gills, that's true. And I would like to say it was intentional and not just a failed mixed metaphor, but frankly that would be a lie.
We're not sure, yes.
Yes. No, yeah, let's go with we're not sure, which is also a lie. But so we have all these dogs. We've been doing transfers, we've been doing massive adoption events, and we still have lots and lots and lots and lots of very, very good dogs. So this weekend, along with...
The Santa Fe Animal Shelter only has good dogs.
Absolutely.
Bad dogs don't make the cut.
That's absolutely not true. We have what we would call bad dogs. We move many, many of those dogs over to adoption. We've increased the number of... Absolutely. We've increased the number of what we call treatable, manageable dogs. That's dogs who have behavior conditions that are either fixable or that are, if not necessarily fixable, are definitely work-withable. Which is a made-up word that I just made up right now. And those dogs make great dogs. In fact, so many of us at the shelter have those kind of dogs that we realize that there are people in our community who will welcome those kind of dogs into their home. So while we have lots and lots of fairly bomb-proof dogs, there are lots of dogs who, if you are an experienced dog owner, they are waiting for you in adoptions. They are dogs who may have issues with other dogs, who may have issues with resource guarding, etc. But for the knowledgeable owner, these dogs are going to be a great companion and absolutely deserve to have a good life. So,
what's resource guarding?
Resource guarding is, you know, sometimes when I reach for your coffee on the table and you smack my hand or you growl at me? That's resource guarding. Whether it's your food or your favorite toy.
But that's my natural instinct.
Exactly. And that doesn't make you a bad person. Just means I have to work around your particularities. And many of our dogs are exactly the same way. So whether you're looking for a foolproof dog or you're looking for a dog that is going to give you lots of love and a little bit of a project, we've got them at the shelter. We've got them in spades. So we're doing all weekend long, starting today, our Wheels and Deals adoption event. That means we're dropping all of our adoption prices for cats and dogs. Dogs 4 months and older are only an adoption fee of $45. That can save you up to $70.
There is a deal.
And cats, of course, who deserve equal recognition, 7 months and older, are available for an adoption fee of $20, which can save you about $25. And these animals, understand, they are coming ready to go. They're spayed or neutered. They've got a microchip. They're vaccinated. They're licensed. They are street legal, ready to ride, ready to roll.
Well,
that's
a big part of it. I got my dogs chipped, and every time you get a license, all that stuff costs money.
Absolutely.
$20 for a cat?
For a great cat. For a superb cat. Absolutely. Now, this is all sort of spinning around the anchor post of our annual Motoring for Mutts car show and food drive. And if you haven't been out for this is our third or fourth one. I'm embarrassed to tell you, I can't remember, because they all blur together in shiny wheels.
One.
They're so fantastic. We get people bringing out antique cars, new flashy cars. Last year we had a Russian World War II motorcycle. And a fella with a sidecar and a fella doing these amazing wheelies on it all through our little parking arena in the center.
What about a 1985 Toyota? Would that be okay?
Absolutely, because the entrance fee to our car show is a trunk, a seat, a bed of your truck, whatever you can, with filled with animal food. Dog food, cat treats, dog treats, puppy chow, kitten chow, etc. Any of that stuff is your entrance fee for your wheels. So if you want to bring your battered 1985 Toyota Land Cruiser, as long as it's got some food in it, we will happily welcome you into our car show.
It's not a Land Cruiser. It's a station wagon called Studs Tercel.
That's perfect. Studs needs to be at this event. He needs to be there.
And
he needs
it?
To come with a mouthful of food in his backside. It is on Saturday, tomorrow, from 11 to 1 at the shelter. We'll have prizes for the largest amount of food brought to us, but we also have a contest for the dog's favorite car. Do you want to guess how we let the dogs pick their favorite car?
You open the back with the food in it and let them go eat it and sniff it.
Not quite. Oh. It usually involves letting them drink a lot of water before they come outside to where the car show is.
And then whoever gets the most urine on the wheels?
Bingo. That's it. Absolutely. And we have people vying for this prize. It is the contest to end all contests. It is eclipsed in weirdness only by the looks most like owner contests we like to hold. And you can see all of these. Last year we raised a ton of food, literally 1,997 pounds of food last year, and we want to beat that this year. Admittedly, a ton of food goes pretty fast at the animal shelter, but it is a fun time for everybody. We'll have a little cookout. You can get some snacks, look at some amazing cars, and if the owner isn't looking, there's a reasonable chance you could probably jump in one and drive off with it before they notice.
There's also a raffle for a really beautiful car.
We are car heavy. We are car centric right now. Despite the fact that perhaps it is not the most environmentally friendly car, we have a 1965 red convertible Ford Mustang that's been donated to the shelter.
I'm buying three raffle tickets.
I'm also buying three raffle tickets. Mary Charlotte and I will be neck and neck glaring at each other over the shiny red hood of this car. It is in beautiful shape.
Wonderful cars.
It has a slightly older restoration. It's just a gorgeous car. We're only selling 1,500 tickets. They are cheap, and they go on sale Saturday at Motoring for Mutts. I really don't want you to miss it.
Now, that's an eight-cylinder car.
It is. This one is a six-cylinder. Is it six-cylinder or eight-cylinder?
I don't know. My very first car when I was a kid was my dad's old car, and it was a 66 Mustang. And that was an eight-cylinder, and it went really fast.
Mary Charlotte, I hope, will not mind me outing her and letting you know that while we were talking about this before we went on the air, she got two speeding tickets at a very, very early age.
At a tender age.
In her Mustang.
But in the old days, the speed limits were really low.
How low were they?
55.
I also confessed to Mary Charlotte that I recently acquired a $246 speeding ticket. And while I indeed love working at the shelter, animal welfare does not pay good enough to speed.
We're talking to Bill Hutchison of the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. So this is a wonderful day, and it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. The adoption deals are all weekend long. Friday, Saturday, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can get great animals at very, very low adoption fees. You can also come out and see our unbelievable rip-roaring car show on Saturday at the shelter from 11 to 1. And on Saturday, it's also the first day to start buying tickets for our 1965 Ford Mustang convertible raffle. The drawing for that, there's only 1,500 tickets. Right now we have the drawing scheduled for October 1, but we're pretty sure tickets are going to sell out well before then. So we will do the drawing as soon as we sell out of tickets there.
Very interesting. Okay, so we don't have to absolutely buy them tomorrow.
You don't have to absolutely buy them tomorrow. You can call after tomorrow if you want to buy them over the phone. We will sell them to you. 983-4309, shelter's phone number, extension 200. You can remember it's the shelter's phone number and extension 200 because that's how fast you can go in this car.
But you better not, otherwise you might get a more than $249 speeding
ticket. Exactly. You need to go someplace. If you see 200 on the speed limit sign, then you can go that fast. Or perhaps you have been hoaxed.
Or perhaps it's County Road 200.
That's right.
And you got it mixed up.
That's right. I have been honked at many times driving on South 14 for going too slow.
For going 14.
Absolutely. Like to keep it under the speed limit.
So all of that is happening at the very wonderful Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and dogs. If I didn't have three dogs, I'd have some of your dogs. I'd adopt some of your dogs.
They
give you
that
small,
that
medium, and
struggle.
Large.
Yeah, absolutely. It's perfect. You can have an assortment. Every so often we get one and we have a little, I've never been so much of a small dog person, but we have this little gorgeous chocolate chihuahua in the shelter right now, and she looks up at me with these sweet, big, longing, wet eyes, and I think, I must resist, won't take you home. But she keeps using her canine psychological tormenting powers on me. I just can't go near her anymore. One of the issues that our dogs are also facing this summer is heartworm, and there's been some interesting conversation about this in our community lately, and I have heard a number of people say, you don't really need to worry about heartworm in Santa Fe. It hasn't been wet enough, or it's so dry out here that it's not that big a deal. But we have had this year already more heartworm cases than we have in the last several years, and it's happening all through our community. So,
why? Because it was such a wet winter?
It's hard to say exactly why. Probably because it was a wet winter, but some years are just really very heavy for mosquitoes, and that's how how heartworm is transmitted. And heartworm is a really rough disease. I have some friends whose dog got heartworm unbeknownst to them, and while this sweet dog was running around playing in the yard one day, he threw a heartworm out of his heart and keeled over and perished, and it was heartbreaking. No pun intended even remotely. But these are very preventable things. Every local veteran, I would venture to say, does heartworm testing, and so does our spay neuter and wellness clinic. You can get heartworm preventative, which you should have at least for 6 months of the year, for the warm summer months.
I do it all year round.
As do I. It's very important.
I go to Smith Vet, and they're terrific, and they always say you might as well just do it all year round, have them tested every so often. And make sure
so often you see
it.
A mosquito in your house as late as like September or October, and
yeah,
that's when I'm very glad I do it. The shelter does heartworm testing. We offer heartworm preventative at affordable prices, but your veterinarian here in the community will also do it and will be happy to keep your critter safe and healthy. I heard somebody say the other day, this is a 100% true story, I don't put my dog on heartworm preventative or get it heartworm tested. There's no heartworm in Santa Fe. It's just a way for them to sell more heartworm medicine. And if you've ever seen a dog die of heartworm, or if you've ever seen one, a healthy, active young dog, having to be confined because it can't run around at the risk of throwing a heartworm loose and dying, you would not say such things. And
so
it is indeed a problem in our community.
So the way it works is they get these heartworms, and then when the dog runs around, a worm goes loose from the actual heart of the dog.
Bingo.
And then goes into its bloodstream and it dies.
Yes, it's a horrible thing. It's really a terrible thing. And it's preventable with testing to make sure your dog doesn't already have heartworm, and then preventative to make sure it keeps not having heartworm. And if your dog is tested heartworm positive, then it's very treatable. But if you don't know that it's positive, you don't know to treat it. And while I wouldn't describe it as an epidemic by a long shot, do you want your dog to be the one that keels over running in the yard playing? Admittedly, running around in the yard playing is a lovely way to go, but at 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or even 8 years old, that's no good.
I do not want that.
I do not want that either. I want my dogs to live to be 175. Not even in dog years.
I want them to perish at the same moment that I do.
That's right, as we all exhale our
and
final
all be
breath together.
Mummified together.
That's creepy. You had me going when we were going together, and then after that, I didn't want to be involved. The mummification, I will come and see your desiccated corpses, but I'm not doing it myself.
All right, cremation.
And you can see all of these great dogs we have at the shelter on our website, www.sfhumanesociety.org. We keep that updated with all of our events and various and sundry goings on. You can also check out more information on our Wheels and Deals adoption event, on Motoring for Mutts on Saturday. You can come out and see this very, very cool 1965 red Mustang convertible, and I'll even let you drive it around. Please
really?
Note the preceding statement was a lie.
There's a really cute Weimaraner assistance dog in the Santa Fe Baking Company.
I saw a little floppy ear right behind me when I came in. He was beautiful, beautiful
those dogs
little silver-blue ear.
Beautiful. So tell us about some of the animals that you have up for adoption.
One of the ones right now that really needs your help is Molly. Molly is an 8-year-old plot hound. And Molly is very, very sad right now. Molly needs a home. She's been with the shelter for a long time now. Hounds need a certain amount of knowledge to come with them when somebody adopts them. But they they're so, so sweet, and they're so, she's just got a great personality. She's shy with people, she's really good with other dogs, and she's been at the shelter for too long. You can see her on our website. She's one of our featured pets of the week, and she's just lovely.
So what do you have to know about hounds if you want to have a hound?
Hounds are notorious carpenters, so they're always up late at night building things. So if you have a workshop, you'll want to make sure that Molly knows what her allowed times are and her not allowed times are, otherwise there's going to be drilling and hammering and things deep into the night.
But they will build a garage for
you. They will build a garage for you. They will build their own dog house, although in the nature of hounds, they will probably want to build it inside your house, which, frankly, for most of us is fine.
Or maybe on your bed.
Yes. Hounds are, you've always heard a hound's voice, the baying sound. They can be a very active dog. They're very curious. They need a lot of exercise. They need a lot of attention. But they're very, very, like any dog, like any person, once you understand their particularities, you will never not be able to love them. And Molly is down the hall from Bo, who is he's a heeler mix, and he's young. He's really adorable. He's one of my favorites right now. We've been working with a production company at the shelter to put together some. They're donating their services to put together some little documentary for us. And Bo has been an absolute star. I set him up on a table the other day to get some time on screen, and no dog really likes to be up on a table, but Bo was unbelievably happy. He just loves to be around people. He's sweet. He's perfect. He's a great dog. He's about 3 years old. He's, I'd say he's probably 35, 40 pounds. He's not going to get much bigger. He's going to need lots of walks and exercise, but he is superb.
That's a good dog.
We also have some great cats right now. Madrigal is, I have a soft spot for orange cats. Madrigal is a creamsicle cat. He's orange tabby and white.
Do you name these animals?
Do I personally?
Yeah.
No, it's really split between a number of people. And sometimes I see certain names that they end up with when they come to adoption. And I wonder about the sanity of some of my colleagues. But for the most part, they do a really good job naming their dogs.
Madrigal.
Madrigal. Or perhaps Madrigal. I'm not really sure what his ethnic background is. In fact, we have a funny little thing. As a little fundraiser, we sell animal naming bonds at the shelter.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can buy an inexpensive animal naming bond, and what that does is let you name one of our guys up for adoption. And adopters, you don't have to keep the names. We often will make them up. If an owner-surrendered animal comes in, we keep the name because they know it. But most of them refuse to tell us their name when they come into the shelter as strays, so we simply give them another one. I always like that idea that these animals all have a secret name that we could guess, but we just never know it most of the time.
A lot of the time it's going to be Bear or Oso.
Absolutely. Bear, Oso, Brownie.
Fluffy.
Fluffy, yeah, a lot of Fluffy. Rex.
Rex.
Rex is not just a cliche.
What about
name.
Fido? Is that sort of passe?
I have not met one dog in 7 years of working at the shelter. I've not met one dog named Fido.
My next dog is named Fido.
I'm 2 days away from my 7-year anniversary, by the way, at the animal shelter.
Congratulations.
I'm very excited about that. It's the longest I've done anything.
I'm a few months from my 7-year anniversary sitting here at this table at the Santa Fe Baking Company.
Radio high five, Mary Charlotte.
There we go.
Too bad our listeners couldn't hear that. It was,
or see it.
It was enthusiastic.
Yes, it was very graceful, too.
And we've been doing this radio show for 4 years?
Quite a while. Well, you know, the wonderful veterinarian, Darren Llewellyn.
We miss Darren.
Went to Austin, Texas to run a veterinary clinic there.
We used to be a trio.
We were, indeed. And he was not only a wonderful veterinarian, but a wonderful radio speaker. And we got informed about every possible pet care and disease preventive and all those kinds of things. Situation from Darren, and you hold your own because you were a vet tech for so long.
I was. That was a very enjoyable time. Yeah, you know, Darren came on and he gave everybody lots of useful information, and then I came on and spread a certain amount of baloney very thinly across the substantive toast of Darren's knowledge.
Hi, Bill
Do you
Hutchison.
Spread baloney?
That's a beautiful metaphor.
We're mixing them up again.
Yeah, you might have wanted to say liverwurst.
Yes, maybe jelly.
But then it wouldn't have the double meaning.
I'm not much of a liverwurst or baloney eater, although I do love a good apricot preserve.
I know, but baloney means baloney spumoni.
Which I'm often accused of being full of, which is probably why it's more appropriate.
Precisely. But hey, if there's any veterinarians out there who would like to make an occasional appearance here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I've asked a number of people, but nobody's really taken the bait over the last few years since Darren moved away, and we would love to have a little bit more veterinary input.
They're really good at talking to animals, but I know there's got to be somebody out there who's good at talking to people, too.
Well, a lot of them are good at talking to people. They're just, you know, busy
it's,
or...
They're busy, and it's scary to talk on the radio. Mary Charlotte cuts a very intimidating figure.
That's not true.
No, it's not true. She's gentle and kind a good solid 38% of the time.
I think I was just insulted.
No, no. The other 64,000% of the time, you're even more wonderful.
Bill Hutchison is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and the phone number over there is...
505, which you undoubtedly know, 983-4309. Our website's at www.sfhumanesociety.org. And if you ever want to email me, feel free to do so at shelter@sfhumanesociety.org. I get all those emails and promise to respond.
Bill, it's great to have you, and we'll see you next month.
Thank
you,
as
always, Mary
Charlotte.
And we'll see you tomorrow at the car show.
Come out and look at a little Vroom Vroom and buy yourself a raffle ticket. Every single dollar goes to help our critters.
Now, do you have every year a dog in a sidecar? I just have to ask.
Just about, absolutely. Almost every year there has been a motorcycle with a sidecar and lots and lots and lots of dogs in passenger seats.
Ah, yes.
And if you want to enter your car and you want to put wheel covers on when it comes time for a most popular car contest, that's allowed.
You know, the my dachshund has learned to open the windows on my mother's automatic, what is it, electric windows
that
thing?
That is alarming. Although it's probably good on a summer day, just in case there's a little absent-mindedness from the human, you can just roll down the windows himself.
Yeah, they just step on this little button and rolls them right down.
That's the problem. The dachshund will roll the window down, but the Jack Russell will actually start the car and drive away.
That is not entirely untrue.
I've seen them. I say never leave your keys with a Jack Russell or a Blue Heeler.
We will see you very soon. And Robert Knott's going to be with us right now. In just a moment, we're going to take a little coffee break and spot break, and we'll be right back. I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the education reporter for the Santa Fe New Mexican, our daily paper, and he's also with the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. Welcome. Sorry.
Good morning.
I still had Bill's microphone up. Good morning.
So I'm delighted about learning about what your dog can do and that Jack Russells can drive a car, and I think that's all great that a dog can roll down the windows and drive a car, but I don't understand because, you see, I can do those things too.
Well, nobody said you weren't a dog.
The cover of Pasatiempo today is a beautiful period piece by Ernest Thompson Seton, although you may not like the fact that it portrays a fox who's trying to eat a goat. There's a goat protecting itself. I'm one of those people that really, I understand all...
He should be eating a vegan meal.
Well, he should be, but this is back in the days when they didn't have the vegetarian diet for these animals in the woods, so I just... You know, I can't watch those nature shows because I know the jaguar and the lion and the tiger have to eat, but it always bothers me when they get, like, zebra or they get antelope or they get monkey. So even though this picture on the cover is, you know, startling in a way, it's beautiful. And he's the one after whom they named Seton Village, I think, south of Santa Fe.
Well, he built the castle in Seton Village, and that's why it was the whole thing was named for him. We just did a show on that the other day. It's a wonderful – I haven't been to the actual – exhibit yet, but I read the catalog.
Yeah.
It opens Sunday, and it's about, what are his first two names?
Seton's? Ernest Thompson.
Ernest Thompson Seton, who was a great naturalist and artist, like Audubon, and was a great proponent of the wolves. And there's actually going to be a wolf ambassador there on Sunday.
Right. It's at the New Mexico History Museum, in case you're wondering. The reception's 2 to 4. There's no charge on opening day, and after that it's by museum admission. Let me give you the phone number. That's the museum on 113 Lincoln Avenue. If you've lived here and you haven't been there yet, or you're visiting and you're here for the weekend, go to the History Museum. It's really wonderful. It's beautiful. It's about a year old now, I think. But here's the phone number, 476-5200. There's also going to be an exhibit of some early editions of his books at William R. Talbot Fine Art on 129 East San Francisco Street, second floor. There's no charge for that, 982-15. 59. And there's a bunch of other things happening, one of which I know you're going to love, which is the Wildlife Center in Española is going to let you meet some of its rescued birds and mammals.
Nice.
Saturday from noon to 2 at the Palace of the Governor's Courtyard. So, again, a great thing to bring the kids to. Go down and meet the owlie, foxy, birdie, sparrow, all those characters from noon to 2 Saturday in the Palace of the Governor's Courtyard. Check out the Paso Tiempo story, Paul Weideman, page 28, 29, 30, 31. Really nice spread on Ernest Thompson Seton, who is the cover story in Paso Tiempo.
So another thing that's happening is a movie that was at the Santa Fe Film Festival last year is called Dancing Across Borders, and it's opening at the Screen today. I'm not sure what the times are, but you can just check out the listings for the Screen, which is on the campus of the College of Santa Fe. And it's a documentary about a young Cambodian man who the filmmaker actually spotted in Cambodia. He was doing a traditional dance, and she was so taken by his dancing and his incredible talent that she arranged for him to come to the United States and be trained as a ballet dancer.
That's
which,
right.
Which he was at first a little hesitant about, but he became an absolutely superb ballet dancer, trained by some of the best people in New York, and he continues his ballet career to this day.
And there was a review in today's Pasta by Michael Wade Simpson. Also opening is the comedy MacGruber, the sequel Sex and the City 2, which needs no critical reviews to send people to go see it, to see the girls back in action. Shrek Forever After, yet another Shrek movie in 3D. And a film noir, Aussie film noir over at DeVargas called The Square, which we didn't get a chance to preview and review yet. I saw Robin Hood and wrote what I think is a pretty entertaining bad review in today's Pasta, if you want to be amused, hopefully. It's not a good movie. A lot of other pictures playing. The Last Station is still over at DeVargas. Letters to Juliet's down at Regal 14. Date Night's running still at Stadium 14. Babies, the documentary at DeVargas. Lots of options, including your favorite Hot Tub Time Machine. Still running.
Yes. I will see that someday when it comes out on DVD, maybe. War Kisses Starfish, a movie written, produced, and directed and acted by children through the New Mexico Children's Film Ranch, will have its premiere tomorrow, Saturday the 22nd of May, at 7 o'clock at the Vista Grande Public Library. It's free to the public. For more information, you can call the library at 466-7323. Or go to vglibrary.org.
Tonight, 7 o'clock at the Lenzic, and I have a ticket for it. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
No way.
In HD.
All right.
From Barcelona. I don't care. It's the closest we're going to get to having Bruce here live in Santa Fe, so I'm going. I'll be there. I got my ticket. I ran down and bought it. First in line. Well, I was like 20th in line, but I didn't care about the first 19 people, although they were very nice. We chatted at length. Hey, what do you know about the Native Treasures?
You tell us.
Well, I believe that this is the sixth such annual invitational art show and sale. It includes the work of about 200 artists from more than 40 nations and pueblos. And it is going to be opening, I think, 10 to 4 Saturday, and then Sunday as well. And it's at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center downtown at Marcy Street, right across the street, incidentally, from the Sheridan Street bus stop, so if you don't want to drive in, you can always bus in. Admission is not that much on Saturday, and it's free on Sunday. I'm going to give you a phone number, 476-1250, or visit www.nativetreasuressantafe.org.
NativeTreasuresSantaFe.org. Yeah, that should be a fantastic event.
Couple of movies, Alfred Hitchcock movies, by the way, coming up at the Lenzic, too, next weekend.
I know. Which ones are they showing?
The Birds and Vertigo, although I believe, and I know I'm hard on this stuff, I think they're video, digital video, rather than 35mm prints, but still they're going to look great on the big screen.
I saw Vertigo not too long ago, I mean on TV and not on a big screen, and it's a very good movie.
It is a very good movie, and it's great acting from Kim Novak, who was never particularly good, and of course Jimmy Stewart. The Birds, I still think, holds up well, even though it seems kind of corny and the special effects kind of make me do a take. But the whole notion, which is never explained, why the birds attack, is still kind of scary, especially with today's horror movies.
Yeah, that's a scary movie. I like his psychological. I like
thrillers,
Alfred Hitchcock's
more than the
psychological
monster
movies.
Stuff.
Notorious has got to be one of the best movies ever made, and that, at least by Hitchcock, that holds up. Some of his early movies don't quite hold up over the decades.
Some of the British ones from the 30s are actually pretty good, but I think he's, honestly, I think he's made more hits than misses, but every now and then you come across a miss and you're like, that was Hitchcock?
Yeah, and even that, it's, when you think about it, it's, you know, compared to the other schlock that came out at the time. I mean, you know, it's, when you think about how many movies have been made every year since the beginning of movie making and how many really last.
How many last and how many of Hitchcock's last? A lot of them. Okay, Frédéric Chasselin, I might be pronouncing it wrong. He's French. You know French.
I don't know French.
You don't?
No.
I thought you spoke fluent French.
No, I do not.
Do you speak Italian?
Yes, although I haven't spoken it for so long that I've kind of forgotten it.
All right. Well, he's the new conductor at the Santa Fe Opera.
Yes. James, I saw him the other day at the there was a little event up there.
He
was fantastic.
James M. Keller. New writer for Pasta Tempo did a great Q&A with him today in the Pasta. If you want to find out about him, you're curious about the opera, there it is on page 20. Meanwhile, what do you know about Oscar Hammerstein?
As in Rodgers and?
Yes.
Great prolific songwriters?
Well, then in that case, those of you that enjoy Hammerstein particularly should run over to La Casa Santa while the Cantina Singers team up with the Cal Haynes Trio, 5:30 p.m. Sunday, May 23rd. I think that's like the Ritz Brothers joining the Andrews Sisters, but anyway, it's at La Casa Santa Cantina on Palace Avenue, and what they're doing at 5:30 Sunday is paying homage to this great musician, composer, with some great songs, and they're going to do
What are some
antics.
Of the great songs?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that question. I'm guessing things like Some Enchanted Evening. There's Nothing Like a Dame, which if I tried to sing it on the show, I'd get run off. People Will Say We're in Love.
The Sound of Music, Oklahoma, South Pacific, The King and I, and Showboat.
You got it. And then, like Hitchcock, did he have any flops? We don't know.
Right.
We don't tend to talk about them. Anyway, La Casa Santa. There's a little story in Pasta. Take a look, see. Looks like a really fun show at Pop Gallery, 133 West Water Street. I got to get down there for Pop Femme Sugar Coated Strange. Tonight, 6 p.m. reception. I cannot go, but I will try to swing by there over the weekend. The exhibit runs through June. Some great, great stuff. Casey Sanchez wrote a terrific piece. Look at this stuff.
Page yeah, look at it in the Pasta Tempo, and then try to hold yourself. Oh, I mean, that's. Yes, very interesting stuff.
And it's mostly female stuff.
Mm. So, I have gotten an email from the Wheelwright Museum of Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian, which is on Museum Hill, and they are asking you, yes, you, to become a Wheelwright volunteer. You can be a docent, gallery host, other rewarding positions also available. You can call Leah at 505-982-4636. Extension 103 for more information. You can also go to wheelwright.org and find the little place that says Become Involved.
There is not, to the best of my knowledge, any adult theater happening this weekend, but there is a couple of teen-driven theater shows. El Dorado Teen Players are doing Chicago, 7:30 p.m. tonight. James A. Little Theater runs through the weekend. Call 466-4656. That's one
yes.
of them. Everybody loves that musical. And
Everyone loves the musical, and they have been working with those young people for so long. It's really become quite an accomplished company of
El Dorado?
Young actors.
Oh, they do great musicals.
Yeah.
Going Up is a series of one acts performed and written by Santa Fe High School drama class at Santa Fe High School, 2100 Yucca Road. Got to pay to get in, not too much. 467-2970, 8 o'clock tonight and over the weekend. I think both those shows run through Sunday. No, actually, I think Going Up is just Friday and Saturday.
I got an email from Tony Buford, who was telling us that the Soul-tastic is performing with Tony B Friday and Saturday at the OK Casino Resort Hotel. It's on Highway 68 going north, and it's at 8:30 in the Silver Eagle Lounge.
Nice.
Nice soul music.
Santa Fe Reporters, 3-Minute Film Festival, 7 o'clock Saturday night. Lenzik.
Oh, nice.
988-1234. It's a short 3-minute or less films from all over the world. I didn't get to see them this year in advance. I usually do, but so I can't comment on the quality. But it's 7 o'clock on Saturday. Everybody seems to like it, and some of the locally shot films with local actors will no doubt be in there as well. That's the same day, incidentally, and I will be attending this on Saturday. Alvord Magnet School Alumni and Community Fiesta, 11 to 3. including silent auction, food, belly dancing, recycled art, 551 Allied Street off Paseo de Peralta, 467-4200. No charge, and I don't think it's in the paper, but tonight Larigoite, which is also going to close and consolidate, they're having a fiesta, community fiesta celebration as well, if you want to swing over there on Agua Fria Street. School is 70 years old, and there's going to be food and dancing and rock and roll and memories, and that's at 6 o'clock tonight. I'm going to try to go by there and say hey to them now that I'm the education writer.
Hey, the Mambo Room is tomorrow night from 9 until 2 in the morning, and I just got a flash from Avi, who said that he just got a whole bunch of fresh new music from Orquesta Guayacán, Grupo Nietzsche, Grupo Mandinga, Bachata, all sorts of El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico, a lot of great salsa groups, new music from all those groups, and so Mambo Room is the place to dance salsa, the place to just dance.
Pretty good. International folk dancing takes place Sunday night at 8 at Odd Fellows Hall. I believe these are Israeli dances. 1125 Sirius Road, right near Cordova. Not too much to get in. Here's the phone number, 501-5081. I want to make sure we have the time right. The Pasatiempo says 6:30 to 8, and then it says Israeli dances 8 to 10. So I'm not sure if that means it's from 6:30 to 10 or just one of those is wrong. But again, call the number if you're curious, Sunday night, 501-5081. That's the same night, by the way, that Limelight Karaoke happens at Corazon, 8 o'clock, no cover, Sunday night. And Savor, a Cuban group you and me like, is at La Fiesta Lounge Sunday night.
You and I like.
That's what I just said, the two of us. Thank you, ma'am. And Kathy Faber's Swingin' Country Bands at the Santa Fe Brewing Company on Sunday night. You do have to pay a cover charge for that one, 7 o'clock. And the good old Tin Star, where I love to have a cold beer, has a saucy Sunday DJ party. Ooh, 8 o'clock, no cover. I wonder what's happened to the cowgirl, because I got to go meet somebody there Sunday night. Okay, what else? Did you talk about So Late, So Soon at New and Collected Poems at Collected Works?
No, you should. We're having Carol Mulda on the show. Let's see. That's Tuesday, right?
Yeah. That's when the event is,
yeah,
6
it's
o'clock.
Tuesday morning.
That's her new book, new collection, 6 o'clock.
She's
Tuesday
a
night.
Really good poet. She's amazing.
Yeah, 202 Galisteo Street. Swing by 6 o'clock Tuesday night, and you're having her on Tuesday morning?
Correct.
Excellent. You got something?
Yes, but I can't find it, so keep going.
Okay, if you like 80s night, for those of us that grew up in the 80s and were young and doing punk rock dancing in Europe and then came back to America and wondered what the hell happened, Cortozone has 80s night, 9 o'clock Wednesday night, very small cover charge. If you wear 80s attire, it's even less. I mean, less cover charge, not less attire. It's not like we were nudists in the 80s. You weren't around then, were you?
Yes, I was.
But you were just a baby.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead. Did you find your thing?
Yes. To aid the people who are still suffering the results of the earthquake in Haiti, a local acupuncturist is donating her services as part of Acupuncturists Without Borders. It's sort of like Doctors Without Borders. And she is going to Haiti on June 7th and is having a couple of fundraisers in order to defray her costs of going to Haiti. So the first one is tonight from 6 to 8, and then also May 29th, which I guess is Saturday of next week. And there will be performers, Monica Cosson, soprano and pianist, Kelvin McNeil, a varied program, including blues and jazz. It's at the Center for Spiritual Living on Camino de los Marques. And you can go to holisticmedicinenow.com for more information, and you can call 577-7855.
Thursday night, Santa Fe Art Institute monthly open studio meet and greet with writers and artists in residence, 5:30. It's been about 3 years since I've been to one of them. I really have to go. But Thursday night, I have to go to a school board meeting. Santa Fe Art Institute is still on the campus of the College of Santa Fe, which is at 1600 St. Michael's Drive. It's free, 5:30 Thursday night. Here's a phone number. 424-5050.
Those are fun.
What's the last one you've done?
I haven't been for a while, actually. Yeah. But I sometimes have had the residents on if I have time to go see their work and bring them in. And it's really a gas because it's an opportunity to see what people are doing in other parts of the country or even in other parts of the world who come to Santa Fe for a while. And it's often a really whole different feeling and sensibility of the art they're doing.
Did you have Hampton Sides on with his new book?
I'm about to next week.
Because he's going to be at the Santa Fe Prep School Library Thursday night talking about it at 5 p.m. at San Camino de Cruz Blanca. His new book is called Hellhound on His Trail, The Stalking of Martin Luther King Jr. and the International Hunt for His Assassin.
Yeah, James Earl Ray, crazy guy.
Are you having Hampton on Thursday?
In preparation for this? I think so. Yeah, I think it's Thursday of next week.
Just in case you're wondering, while you can go see that event at 5 o'clock, you can then catch the School of Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Spring Recital. They'll be springing in the air. I usually spend my spring on the mattress, but then the summer, I don't have anywhere to sleep. Student performance, 7 o'clock Thursday night at the Lenzic, 988-1234. Anytime it's at the Lenzic, it's 988-1234.
That's true. And a lot of other events, also, you can get tickets by calling that number.
But they close at 4 o'clock.
The box office?
Yeah.
Well, then you should call them before 4.
That wasn't my point exactly. My point was that if you have, like, a central box office, you'd think they'd be open at 5. But you're very right. You should call them before 4 o'clock. The joke apparently is on me.
Juan Mejia has made a fascinating documentary called Uprooted, which is about the displaced Afro-Colombian people from the Pacific coast of Colombia who have lost their land because of all the civil unrest in that country. The screening is tonight at 7 o'clock, and that's at the CCA here in Santa Fe. And Juan Mejia, who is a terrific filmmaker and seems like a terrific person, we had him on the air the other day, is going to be there for question and answers afterwards.
Nathaniel Fieldbrick has written a new book on The Last Stand, and we're speaking about Custer, Sitting Bull, and the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
Yes.
There is a pretty good review, meaning it's very well written by Thomas Jan in today's Pasatiempo.
And he's going to be on my show on Monday.
Tomas or Nathaniel?
Nathaniel.
Because he's having a reading Monday at the School for Advanced Research, 6 o'clock. He'll talk about it. You do have to pay to get in, but that includes a signed copy of the book and benefits the School for Advanced Research, 986-0151. Take a look at Tomas's, sorry I mispronounced his name, review on page 12. Now, what were you and Bill talking about? Because I came in and missed the last few minutes. What's the event tomorrow?
Oh, it's a dog car show at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and you can pay a pretty decent amount, affordable amount of money for a raffle ticket for a 1965 red Mustang convertible.
And you put your dogs in it when you win it?
You can do anything you want with it when you win it. And they're only selling 1,500 tickets, so you will have however many tickets you buy, that number divided into 1,500.
I could buy 100 tickets?
You could.
How much are the tickets? Are we allowed to stay on the air?
I don't know. They're in the maybe 30 or 35, something like that. I think $30.
I'm not buying 100.
But it's definitely worth it to put your name in the running. But basically, in order to get into the doggy car show, you have to go in a car that has dog food in it. And last year, that's your entrance fee to get into the car show. And last year, they got a ton, literally a ton, 2,000 pounds of dog
food. Oh, so you have to donate the dog food. That's the point.
Yep.
Okay, that's great. I try to bring dog food by there sometimes and blankets and stuff.
Yeah.
Good, okay. And it benefits the animal shelter, which we both love.
And let's see. What else is happening? The opera is having... Oh, dear. The Young Voices Recital. Performers are members of the opera's Young Voices program for high school students. That's this coming Sunday, the 23rd of May, at the United Church of Santa Fe at 4 in the afternoon. For more information, you can go to santafeopera.org or call 986-5955. And these young singers are apparently fantastic and should be quite impressive.
I'm going to run through a bunch of art openings tonight as quickly as I can. Fine Art for Children and Teens is having some work by Santa Fe Prep students, 4 o'clock, on their Pink Barn studio, Pacheco Street. Jenny Cooley's having a show of McCreary Jordan's work, Timeless, reception 5 o'clock. Meow Wolf's having a new show, 5
Yay.
To 9 o'clock over on 2nd Street. Take a look-see. And there's even a Randall Davey Audubon Center and Sanctuary International Wildlife Art Show, reception 5 to 7 up at 1800 Upper Canyon Road. So lots of choices there.
Excellent.
And that's all tonight, so head on up there. You want to hear some music tonight? I mean, you're not going to Bruce Springsteen with me? In that case, Cowgirl Barbecue, Heather's 40th birthday.
Is the Bruce sold out?
I don't think it is. I think they'll probably have like half a house, I bet. Because, I mean, it's not live, but it's the closest thing you're going to get. So I'm guessing diehard Springsteen fans like me will be there. Cowgirl has Heather's 40th birthday extravaganza, 9 o'clock. El Cañon has Jerry Carthy tonight at 6. El Farol has 1001 Nights, Belly Dancers Dinner Show, 7 o'clock. The Aura House has Jim Elman playing Americana this afternoon, 2:30. Tiny says The Jakes, classic rock, 8:30 tonight, no cover. That's Friday night music, and I'm going to run through a couple Saturday night ones real quick. El Farol Saturday has that's Sunday. I wonder what happened to Saturday. I'm missing my Paso Tiempo.
Well, here's something that's happening on Saturday from 10 in the morning until noon, that there is a part of the Elder Grace Community Education Series. They're having a little class called Composting at Home. Mm-hmm. It's at the Elder Grace Common House at 3466 Cerrillos Road.
Nacha is playing Sunday night. I should finish that, even though it wasn't a Sunday night event, because I really like her music. It's fine. I just lost it. Oh, El Farol, 7 o'clock Sunday. On Saturday, real quick, music-wise, you have A Boogie Affair at Corazon, 9 o'clock. You have Matthew Andre at the Inn and Spa Loreto, 8 o'clock, no cover. Night Train at La Fonda, 8 o'clock, no cover. This is Saturday night. Want to go down to the Mineshaft Tavern? The Family Coles doing bluegrass, 3 to 7. Silver Mouse will be following them with Ambient Electronica at 7 o'clock. And you can always catch David Geist over at Pronzo. He's going to be there 6 o'clock Saturday night.
The Geist Cabaret.
And Tiny's has Showcase Karaoke with Nancy and Cindy, both spelled with an I, at 8:30. I at the end of the name.
And back to art for a second. The Lena Street Lots Open House is happening at 1600 Lena Street from 1 to 4. And all sorts of, an artist sort of studio group there, and participating artists and businesses include Green River Pottery Studio and Gallery, Rush Creek Additions, Glass Garden Studio, Little House of Yoga, and many, many more.
Pretty good.
Yep.
We got through a lot of listings today.
We did.
I wonder if there'll be more for Memorial Day.
Oh, I can't imagine that there wouldn't.
Do you have to work on Memorial Day?
I'm actually taking a couple of days off. So this year I won't be working on Memorial Day.
The
radio never shuts down.
Oh, that's right.
So radio is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing, and we like it that way.
Good. That's KSFR is always on the air.
KSFR is always on the air. Now, during the night, late at night, we have the BBC, so we don't actually have a DJ program through the night so people can sleep. But if you're insomniac or if you like to stay up late, you can listen to the BBC, which is fantastic.
Yeah, but keep in mind, they speak in British.
They do. They speak Brit. Like you.
Good seeing you.
Nice seeing you. Robert Knott is the education writer for the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he is also with the Pasatiempo, although not quite as much as he used to be, but the Pasatiempo is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. Hey, if you want to vote in the reporter's best of poll, today is the deadline.
Oh, are they going to
so
say
go to SF Reporter,
best of arts magazines?
Well, they might, but you can go to sfreporter.com and check it out, and you can vote for best radio show, for example.
Oh, that was your point.
You can vote for best pizza, best red chili, best green chili, best margarita, best auto repair, best bicycle repair, musicians, artists. They should just have a category, best Robert Knott.
That's
A, Robert Knott. B, Robert Knott.
Oh, you are so nice.
C, that'd Robert Knott.
Now you're embarrassing
D,
me.
D, Bobby Knott.
I'm blushing.
You are blushing. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, who are fabulous. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today and for the amazing job that she does every day, and all the other staff members at KSFR. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez and Helga Ancona, also in the middle hour from 10 to 11. So hasta la vista. Have a great weekend, Robert.
Y adios.
Ciao.